The Asgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday's stock market news had a familiar ring to it.
Dow Industrials plunged 469 points.
And the reason for it also had a familiar ring.
Continued unease over China.
So the only real question here is, when you get your August 401k statement in the mail in a few days, should you open it or just burn it and go drinking? More after this. The stock market's been like the kind of roller coaster where they forget to let you off and keep sending you around. And CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger says we had it coming.
This is the payback for having a fairly calm last couple of years here. So the real key is to not react emotionally.
She's absolutely right. But it means you have to ignore your monthly statement, which is like trying to ignore the check engine light. So let's play some encouraging sound clips. Here's Ben Willis from Princeton Securities, who says there is nothing wrong with the U.S. economy.
The United States is doing just fine, thank you. What we're seeing is the effect of foreign markets, but that, again, creates a buying opportunity for the long-term investor.
Of course, I find that as one gets older, one's definition of long-term changes considerably. But what he's saying is, look at this like a sales sign in a store window.
The same way that you wait for a sale at Macy's or at the supermarket, when you know one of the best companies in America is trading at a discount, that's where you're supposed to be adding to your position, not selling it.
So, even though the market is down 8.5% in the past month, instead of saying to yourself, oh, I just lost 8.5% of my money, you should say to yourself, Wall Street just handed me a coupon for 8.5% off everything in the store. I can't wait to go down there and buy some. And then burn your August statement and go drinking. Responsibly, of course. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.